Mr. Haig Howard, aged 83, retired shepherd, resident all his life in home near Home Firth, talking to his daughter and a friend aged about 60, recorded by B.R. Dyson, September 1951.
Dean, yes, fast is the dialect, because there's quite a lot of, you know, 13, 14 years old, they don't know a lot of words.
They don't?
It's lived here all their life. No.
Well, I can't tell what he's saying to me.
Well, I can't tell a lot of my mother used to say, you know. What
the old Yorkshire word?
Can you remember any of it? How she used to talk?
Well, I'll tell you a bit.
Yes, a few. We'd like to say those two words, what is it, troch? So I remember she said.
Oh, yes, yeah, so we used to say troch.
Troch.
Troch, but troch.
Tough.
And tough. Tough. Mighty stuff.
Tough.
Mighty stuff.
Of course, that's nearly going into
another
dialect.
It is nearly, yes.
Well, but you say, I used to think it was Scotch or something, I don't know what
well,
it is.
Well, I was wondering if it was a bit north, because it isn't hard enough for Yorkshire, is it?
And when you get up into Westmorland, to get out there, I'm talking there, they can't be understanding. And thou, teacher, used to say, thou great blockhead. Thou great blockhead. Thou, great blockhead. No, or if thou.
What did it be now?
They are great blockhead. That's what we're saying.
Oh, they are.
They don't say that.
No.
He said though.
Well, they tell him about when they used to have the trade for toffee joinings. I think that would be rather interesting.
Oh, I'll tell him that.
Yes, but I didn't get it in this, you know.
Didn't you?
I just took a few words down. If you'd like to tell me in this, I'll be very glad.
Oh,
Toffee eating and bedlam eating.
There
used to be bedlam eating. Them were rare dudes, weren't they?
I can tell them that. Bedlam,
eating. Ah. Well, you see, everybody used to keep a pig all about in them days. Then there were no pictures in the theatre and out when we were children. And as me was meant, they used to be going around to different houses. And of course, when they killed a pig, they'd ask all neighbours to go to bedlam eating. They'd cook this bedlam and plenty of onions with it and some bloody pudding, they catch bloody and make it into puddings, didn't they?
Yes, my mother used to lock it and all. What was it, all the entrails?
No, when they stuck pig, they catch the blood and then they mix it with oatmeal and onions and cook it. It were a bit after that style. Well, more like Yorkshire pudding, really, because it were light.
Someone has had onions.
No, some didn't have onions in. And you'd go around, every time they killed a pig, they'd ask you, and, well, the teat full of folk, and then somebody would have a concertina, and dance and that, and there you are. This year, bedlam eating, it'd last nearly all winter, you see. First of one they asked to another, and oh, where then?
Oh, played for them, then you
talk. I know, yeah.
But how many accordions?
And then they'd shove table. They'd shove table and chairs up in one corner and have a jig around.
Oh,
they're rare dudes, sounds better, aren't they?
Some of them have been singing.
Ah.